Welcome, everyone. I'm Meg.
And I'm Jess, and you're listening to Post-Concert Depression.
We are here to discuss all things surrounding concerts, following bands, music, and anything else under the sun.
Join in for some undiscussed aspects of the music world while also laughing your butt off.
Let's do it.
All right, start the show's coming.
Jesus. Jesus. All right, introducing Jimmy Grippa, the birthday boy.
Only a ripe age of 30 years old.
What an intro.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
He's old, he's decrepit, and he's crusty.
Where are you going, Jimmy?
I'm a part of the podcast, bitch.
Meg, okay, this computer was a lot of money. So oh my
It's just on the computer. You're out of control.
Remember when you stood on Jim's? Yeah, that was literally the last podcast. Meg.
Like, she got some weird stuff on my computer after that.
Why are you so glossy?
Dude,
I don't know.
I'm going to school and my keyboard's like real sticky.
Okay, wait, Jess, we're coming back. We're back at it. New sketch, guys. New sketch.
New sketch. New sketch. We've got bitches in the back trying to overtalk us.
Yeah, new sketch, guys. Every other Tuesday, we at ya in your speakers. Jess, I miss you.
I miss you. I feel like it's been ages since we've done a pod.
Yeah, no, it has. I'm also in Cincinnati, not in my usual place with these two lovely humans.
The Grippa,
the Grips.
Okay, don't slander us that much. Sheesh.
Is this the third time?
Huh?
No, he's just chilling.
He interrupted the pod.
Okay, so Jess, yeah, I don't know about you, but we just experienced a really, really
fantastic
live show.
All right. So we all tuned in to 21 Pilots live stream for, it was like an hour concert, and they just dropped an album today, correct?
Scaled and Icy, baby.
Scaled and Icy. Okay, so I want your opinion real quick before we dive into the show. Did you think it would be longer than an hour?
Yeah.
I did too. And Meg had like trouble accepting that it was over.
I really
did. She goes, there's going to be an encore. And Meg and I were like, no, it's over. There's
what
like,
one did so you say?
Also, hold on. So like that even reinforces my theory though, because like a lot of people have been saying this album is like a precursor to Tyler's next album because
Tyler and Josh's.
Yes. Tony and Pat's next album. They were saying like, oh, this album's only 30 minutes, like blah, 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 blah.
Yes, I did note that. It's only 11 songs, which is weird to me.
And none of the normal things, like Trees wasn't last.
Okay.
Tyler colored his hair.
All right. Let's dive in. All right. So, Jess, give me your thoughts. Someone who's not like deep.
In the click.
I enjoyed it, except you guys said it was going to be live, and I think it was not.
It was live for sure. It was definitely live.
I didn't know. You were the one who told me it was going to be live.
So I know they had been rehearsing all week and Tyler said it was going to be, he was like, yes, it's legit live. So they were definitely live.
It was like a movie though. Like,
yeah,
the amount of stage setups
that
were different from each other. I turned to them and I was like, how many drums do you think Josh has?
Yeah.
At least four, right?
I liked the 70s vibe, like the first show, like Rainbow, like it reminded me of like that 70s show kind of vibe. I really enjoyed it. Like I liked the outdoorsy, like New York City scenery vibe. Mm-hmm. And then I haven't listened to the new album yet. So I really liked Mulberry Street and Saturday. Those were totally my vibe.
Mulberry Street's one of my faves too.
Oh,
loved
so
it.
Good. Yeah. There were a few times. Okay, well, I'm going through a time at the moment, and there were a few songs that hit my soul. So I had a couple moments.
What were they? Do you know what they were about?
No.
Formidable, maybe?
I am
you formidable. Are formidable to me.
They didn't play that, May.
Maybe next concert.
I don't know what time it was, but, you know, I had a... I'd
Our radio?
No. Okay, listen. I like 21 Pilots, but when he does the screamo stuff, like the, like, it's not screamo, but, like, kind of.
It is a little bit.
I don't he like screams. It. Yeah.
You know what? I don't love screamo either. But I think that that's just a small aspect to 21 Pilots as a whole that I can look past it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I would agree with that. I just, it's not my fave.
Yeah. No, I understand totally. But I would like to give a huge shout out to Jesse Bloom because he unofficial third member of 21 Pilots and he's absolutely crushing it. And we are so honored that he has been on the podcast with Griff. Griff, I'm hyping up Jesse. Be quiet. We are lucky that we were able to have Jesse on the podcast because he is going to do great things. He's so mm-hmm. talented. Very proud to know him. Very proud to have spoken with him.
Mm-hmm. He is such a gem. Like, and just watching him, like, he was like, had his little solo part, and then he's like running on stage with his little trumpet. And I was like, what a little cutie pie. Oh.
Literally out there killing it.
Yeah. Okay. So, theme of the new album, what would you say?
So, for me personally, at first I was like, wow, this seems like really upbeat and really like, it's very different from previous Stone Pads albums. Right.
She was like, rawr, 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 rawr. Andy Schwartz really can't play this song.
So for me, like this album, I believe personally that Tyler is being controlled by Dima.
Okay, so I have a thought with this.
Okay.
It's hard for me, like, I like this album, but it's hard for me to love this album because I hate the thought of somebody being controlled.
Yeah, agreed.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Agreed. But I think that a lot of T.O.P. fans were like, oh my gosh, this album is such a different vibe, blah, 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 like, it's different. And then we saw on the live stream, like, those two older people controlling Tyler and, like, pushing him.
And shut the fuck up. She's talking.
Yeah, she's like flare.
Oh my god.
Shit. Okay, Meg, talk
I was
about
fine.
It. Talk about
so,
it.
So I said my personal opinion is that this album represents
Are you like serious, bro?
Are you gonna be able to finish this thing?
Yes. So from the beginning, people have speculated that like this album was because of the different vibe and the different like tone of the songs that this song was more of Tyler being controlled by Dima or like him being controlled by the Bishops.
Okay. So Jess, I remember you mentioning you didn't really understand what Dima was, right?
Yeah. No. So in my mind, Dima is like Tyler's anxiety or like his.
Okay. So.
His insecurity.
I actually view it differently. I view it as like, as a society, like in our day and age, like forget Tyler, Joseph, forget Josh Dunn, forget it all. Okay. So in society, there is like an unspoken standard for everything. Mm-hmm. Like you have to look this way. You have to like these interests to be cool. You have to like do all this stuff. So I picture Dima as like society standard. And I picture Tyler and Josh as trying to break that standard and trying to live the way that they feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Because if you think about like the type of music they put out, the way they put it out, like they don't conform to a record label.
Friday deadline.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So I picture it that way. So when I say that it's hard for me because this album is like controlled by Dima, I want to like it, but then I'm like, wait, am I conforming to society standards? Mm-hmm. But it's like a fucking baller awesome
album. Yeah. Wow. It's very confusing.
I just said a fucking baller awesome.
From the first song, like good So Good Day, I like Tyler talked about this. Like Good Day is about, it's a very like upbeat, very happy song. The lyrics are like basically saying, if I lose my wife and my child, like this is still a good day. So it's basically it's freaking dark.
No, he's saying it for the positive.
Jim, get over here. Get over
here. Did you say it's dark?
Let Jim in.
All right.
Let Jim in.
This one needs some help. If there's like a tragedy in your life.
Okay, hold on. So they're referencing the first song on the album, Good Day. Okay.
All he's saying is that if there's tragedy in his life, immediately afterward, he looks for positivity. That's it. So he says everything's all right, because that's kind of like your shock factor, right?
All right,
I'm gone.
Jim, there's a eyebrow here on your eye.
Guys,
that's too many things for this. No, Jim, I liked what you were saying.
I'm drooling.
What did you say?
Meg, are you all right?
I'm not all right.
Okay, so
Meg had 2 drinks and threw my credit card.
Okay, hold on, wait. I feel like this tangent's irrelevant to everything. Anyways,
I can't.
I would like to say, in regards to the show, I like how they made it. I have attended virtual shows where it's very much like... Okay, I've attended virtual shows that are very much like the artist just playing and not really performing. But I would like to say that 21 Pilots had a good balance of like movie style scenes and like performing. And Tyler had a choreographed
dance. Yeah.
I wasn't sure if I said that right.
Yeah. He was like moving and grooving. I liked it.
He looked like Jay Biebs out there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Look at.
Yeah.
I feel like he's like an awkward white dude. So like him having some moves, I was like, okay.
Well, I just feel like that's not his style. Okay. Both these mother truckers are scrolling.
I was trying to read about Tony Fox, the live stream.
I've had way too many drinks.
So for me,
I have a question. So
yeah,
what was the purpose of those two news anchor people, in quotation.
I got you.
What was the purpose of them, their nose bleeding?
So in my opinion, this album is, so the first like very happy upbeat songs by Tyler are definitely him being controlled by Dima or like the bishops. So like in that one scene,
I don't know what that is.
Okay. So
they do, because I explained Dima's like society.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So in the one virtual song we saw, Tyler gets like shoved out by the bishops and he kind of like gets pushed to perform.
Are those, in my opinion, the people in the red hoods?
Yes.
Okay.
So I
picture the bishops as like those celebrities that can form and like promote.
Like Olivia Rodrigo.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
Jim, get over here and share that.
I'll try to
I'll entertain Griff.
Come tell them.
Jim is so happy.
Jim!
Hey.
All right, Jim, what knowledge do you have for us?
I just think the whole Dima's religion. And I mean, society, religion, how you perceive.
Well, and they went to a Christian, well, I guess Tyler did, went to a Christian high school.
Yeah, I mean, when you grow up and your parents are very constrictive of your views and, you know, you go to a school that tells you you should believe in this, I mean, it's kind of obvious why you would feel that way, right?
It's so interesting. I am big into my faith now, but before I was like, I'm spiritual. Like, cause I was like, I don't want to conform to the Bible. Cause I feel like it's kind of like people are all about like different religions are all about like their rules or whatever about like
conforming to life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's not like a life of having to like follow rules. It's like, it's always a choice. So that's so interesting. I thought that like, I didn't know all the background behind this. So when there was like a part during the concert of them, like with the mask on their face and it was like talking about like, what was it like? Speak low or spark low.
Yeah. Stay low.
Yeah. Stay low. And like that whole segment was like talking about like society forcing you from COVID. Where, cause I'm like, I went to the mall yesterday and Colorado lifted their mask mandate. And so the mall said it's recommended that you wear a mask. It's not required. And I was like, okay, I don't want to wear my mask. Like I'm fully vaccinated. It doesn't say I have to. So I'm like walking around the mall and people are like glaring at me and I'm like,
okay, I have thoughts on this.
Cause I'm just like, I had it's thoughts not, too. But it's like, now we're conditioned to believe that masks are going to be like safer for us.
Okay, wait. So I have thoughts. So, the CDC said June 2nd, Ohio was able to. Can you shut up for a second?
What just happened? Did Griff fall?
Griff fell into the liquor cabinet because Jim was mean. Okay. Anyways, June 2nd was supposed to be the list for masks in Ohio. Okay, so my whole thought process was, if I wear a mask, will people think I'm not vaccinated? If I don't wear a mask, will people think I'm a Republican that's like, F a mask?
Why is it so powerful? You know?
Because like, that's life now.
It's just kind of how
that is life now. So,
officially in Ohio, Kroger lifted the mask mandate yesterday, right? Had to go to Kroger on the way home from work.
What'd you do?
Had my mask in my hand.
Yeah.
I was like,
we're vaccinated, by the way.
Exactly. We're fully vaccinated. I was like, what is the vibe here? I was trying to feel the vibe. So I had my mask in my hand. There was a woman who also had her mask in her hand. We were totally trying to feel each other out. And I was like, fuck it. I'm putting my mask on because like, I don't know what the vibe is. So we both put our masks on and then we like went in. I would say like 50% of people didn't have their masks on. And they were like, and then I'm like, bitch, I'm vaccinated. I don't know. Like
I feel like we need a
dynamic.
I feel like we need a pin to say, hey, I'm vaccinated.
But yeah. Like a symbol on my head that's like, yeah,
but it's like, but also my thing is like, if it's not regulated, like at the mall yesterday, it said recommended. And I'm like, okay, I don't have to wear it. So I'm not going to. And then I get like glares and I'm like,
I know.
All right. So I also believe like, okay, if the people that don't get vaccinated, like, I mean, that's their choice.
Prerogative.
Right. Yeah. So why not open up and let everything go? I'm vaccinated, so I feel comfortable going out in public.
Yeah.
If somebody that's not vaccinated wants to go out and not wear a mask, I mean, it's their choice on them not to get the vaccine. So it's kind of on them, right?
Yeah, because like people with the vaccine are protected. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm vaccinated and I'm good. So
I just don't want to be looked at as someone who I am such a.
Why do you care about somebody judging you?
Hold on, wait. Because I'll tell you why. I am a people pleaser in certain aspects of my life.
Don't people please.
Hold on. That's very much easier said than done. So I guess. From people that I will probably never see again in my life, I don't want them to think of me as like risking their health. Not if they're, I don't know. It's a weird world to be
so
living in.
It's so weird. It's such a weird dynamic
to be living in. I just don't.
Like, even today, like we went to a brewery and like we sat outside and it was like, okay, do we have to wear a mask when we
were drinking? So no. But to walk in.
Yeah. We were like, we all kind of looked at each other like, we're all vaccinated, but this is weird. Like, do we put it on? It's just such a weird world to navigate. We wore it.
I just can't wait.
Why'd you wear it, Jim?
But it was
when I sat down, I took it off.
I can't wait until we don't have to worry.
Until June 2nd, we're required to wear it.
True.
After June 2nd, we're free, right? So
I okay, I genuinely don't know what I'm going to do.
It's weird.
All right, so as a citizen of Ohio, right, you follow Ohio's laws. Mm-hmm. If the government, which I trust, says...
Yeah, if Dr. Fauci says...
If Ohio says, wear a mask because it's a pandemic, I pretty much trust them because the science backs it. So I'm going to wear a mask after June 2nd. I'm going to take it off because I'm vaccinated.
And Dr. Fauci, we trust.
Exactly.
What are we talking about? How did this get brought up?
The CDC.
We were talking about 20 pilots and the bleeding, bleeding bishops.
Oh, religion. And then I was talking about, yeah, I don't know where we got into that, but.
All I'm saying is I think this album is Tyler being forced to write things that are like happier than what his actual thoughts are. We see the songs change from like Good Day to Redecorate at the end, where he like talks about someone dying and having to like redo their room when after they die and how he doesn't want that to happen to his family. And then like as we transition, we see like the bishops start to like, or like the two hosts start to bleed. That was
I think they're like losing power.
Yeah, exactly. At that point.
Like
yeah.
That, I think you, I don't remember. Did you answer that question?
I didn't, but okay, I agree.
So I think that why the two hosts started to bleed and like bruise up is because they're now losing power by the end of the album. Yeah.
Tyler was like taking his power back and starting to get, like, be honest about his feelings. Wait, like no funny. Chances. He talks about like, no, I'm a fierce, like, I will take you down and then like redecorate. He's like, no, I don't want you, my family to go through like the fact that if I was to like die or commit suicide, I don't want them to have to go through like the process of having to redecorate my room or decide not to redecorate my room. He's like, no, this is what I want. And this is what it's going to be compared to like what he's seen. I know in the iTunes description, he talks about his son or his friend's son committed suicide. And that's the reason for the song. As because they had to decide to redecorate or not.
Oh, that's so sad.
It's really terrible. And like,
you finally got some good content.
But I'm just saying, like, in the iTunes description, Tyler was like, yes, my friend's son committed suicide. They decided, like, do we leave his room a shrine to him or do we keep it as a in memoriam thing? And Tyler was like, no, I don't want that for my family. I want to decide for them.
Thank you.
And not put that on them.
Yeah.
So
that's
overall way better than Miles. Jesus.
Do not throw shade about Miles Parrish.
Yeah, like, we're taking shits on that
kid anymore.
Yeah. Miles and I've fucked a few times.
We're about to kick you off this podcast.
Fine. Kick me out.
Yeah, you weren't even invited, really.
Jim loves this podcast. Jim loves being on the podcast. I know, so he can't talk shit about Miles.
Oh, we're here for it.
No, we're not talking shit about Miles.
You weren't even invited, really.
I can't have it. I went to the concert with 10 people.
Yeah. All right. Back on track. So, do we have any final thoughts on the concert? Because I have a couple other topics to talk about.
Yes, I do. One, it made me very emotional because... I also got emotional during Mr. Wives. I think just when it's my favorite bands.
Yeah.
Like watching them. I'm getting emotional now. Watching them on a TV. I don't cry. Stupid. Watching them on a TV rather than being on the floor with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know how to.
So close. So soon, we're going to be there.
We have exciting news to share that we haven't shared on the podcast, but
what?
But I don't know, like just being here with like Meg and Jim and like, cause they're the ones that I go to 21 Pilot shows with,
yeah.
But like watching it on a screen is just so different than being in person. Mm-hmm. And I understand why we can't be in person. I understand, but like my soul is and I know I've said that before, but I don't know. I feel like if you listen to this podcast that you understand the need for a live show and live music and like, stop laughing at me. I'm serious.
I'm not laughing at you. Sorry. Okay. Go.
Literally, I'm the only one speaking.
Hey,
so.
Jess, lick my lean.
Like, I don't know. I just, there's something about like dancing around Meg's living room
yeah.
to 21 Pilots when like normally
she and I would be dancing on the floor and Jim would just be standing there like a dad with his drink, like not moving. Mm-hmm. And this time he was sitting in a recliner and not moving. Like, I don't know. I just miss it. Second take, very impressed with the amount of sets and the thought and effort that went into the performance. It was very impressive. Mm-hmm. Three, very impressed with the transitions throughout songs. Agreed. There was a nice balance of old music and new music, and it's just very much enjoyed. Four, I love Tyler and Josh. What are your thoughts?
Also love Tyler and Josh, but also agree that like the balance between like Vessel, Blurry Face, Trench, SAI is fantastic. I was really worried they were going to play only SAI.
It's SAI.
Scale Nicey.
Oh, okay. I didn't know we were rooting. I have one more thought. Five. I think I'm on five. They did not end with Trees, which with every show, they end with Trees. They played Trees in the middle of the set list, and that just felt wrong.
It felt off. So, yeah. Like, that reinforces my theory that even more that, like, this album, it doesn't say, like, produced by 21 Pilots. It says produced by Good Day Dima or whatever. I feel like this album is produced. Tyler is being forced to produce, like, what he thinks is cool, what he thinks is popular, what he thinks is going to be on the radio. But, like, that's not really what he wants.
And honestly, fair, because I'm pretty sure some of those songs are on the radio.
Oh, great. But, like, I also think just proving that, like, Tyler dyed his hair. They didn't play Trees as the ending song. Joshua Dunn wasn't put in the set list. I feel like there's another album coming. And
wait, what's the Joshua Dunn thing?
Oh. They don't know what that means.
So, every album since, I think, Vessel? Mm-hmm. They have, Tyler has put in like a snippet of a song that we're like, Joshua Dunn or so, Josh Dunn. So like in Morph on Trench, they're like,
not done, Josh Dunn.
And like in Blurry Face, the same thing. There is a part of a song where they like, it's hard to tell, but they stop and they say Josh Dunn. And that wasn't put in this album at all.
Interesting.
Jim, we are recording a podcast. You're slamming cans.
And then also like just Trees not being the last song was really like the throw off for me.
That is like the fucking staple of their show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So which also I think made us very emotional because I feel like you know when Trees comes on, it's like the ending of the show and like everyone gets very like together, you know?
Yeah.
But my other thing was,
and it wasn't that way.
So Tyler did an interview, I forget who it was with, but he talked about that. So he doesn't know, he was like, they're like, are you gonna tour this album? He was like, if I don't tour this album, I'm prepared to just tour this album, or I'm prepared to tour this album and my next album. So my theory is that like 30 minute album, 11 songs, a lot of it is produced by Dima, unless, you know, whatever your perspective is. But, like, I think this is a preliminary album. He's coming out with another album that's more of his perspective. That will be the last.
They are coming out with it.
Yeah. That will be the last, like, perspective of 21 Pilots and, like, the Blurry Face story and, like, the Dima story. The
insecure, like, you mm-hmm. know.
And then he described then it, what? Like. Then he said he's going to start his next story.
It's crazy.
Yeah. But I also feel like just the way they presented, like the differences that we saw, it can't be like the traditional 21 Pilots.
I'm sorry.
Traditional. Traditional.
Oh gosh.
It can't be a traditional.
Meg, this goes on YouTube too.
Before we continue, can we talk about how earlier you fell off the bench, right?
She fell off the bench.
She did.
Okay, so that's gonna be like our teaser.
This whole videotape thing does me dirty every time.
I got it. That's the teaser. Got it.
Okay. Honestly,
yes, we're wrapping up. 21 Pilots album. Killed it. All right, next segment. Let's roll in. All right,
introduce it. So. What are your thoughts on Ariana Grande getting married?
I have some thoughts. I have some thoughts.
Some thoughts. Give me your thoughts. Give me your thoughts, girl.
Your thoughts.
First thought. I am happy for her.
Yes.
Now, this is going to sound contradictory of that, but two, yeah. I'm a little speculative of whether it's going to last or not.
Agreed.
Just because it's Hollywood and you've already been engaged once. And now I'm just like, how old is she? Not that age really like matters.
Like, I feel like she's like 27.
Oh, really? That's older than I thought.
Let me look.
I don't know. I hope it lasts.
Me too. I feel the same way. I'm like,
yeah, she's 27.
There's been, you know, Pete Davidson and yeah, whatever. It's like, you hope for her that it lasts.
Yeah.
But what are your thoughts, Jess? I know. I'm just like, it feels very sudden.
Yeah. How long was their engagement?
I didn't even think they were, I didn't even know they were engaged.
Me either.
I knew they were engaged, but I feel like it was very quick.
I feel like it was like Thanksgiving or Christmas when they got engaged, maybe.
Really?
I don't know. It was like,
how long have they been together? I feel like they've been together less than a year, but like, am I?
Agreed. Am I, not very long because.
What's his name?
No idea. That's how much he means to me.
Her husband. Oops. Oops.
I just feel like, okay. But also like, I don't know. I feel like
Dalton Gomez.
Yeah.
I was gonna say Dalton.
No, like,
you weren't.
I was gonna say,
but Dalton. I feel like women in the media.
What, Jess?
I feel like women in the media get put down about their relationships a lot. And so I feel like there are probably men in Hollywood that have done this same sort of situation, but they don't get talked about enough as much because they're a man.
Agreed.
I can't think of a situation, but I feel like that's a thing.
I feel like I judge everyone equally. Like, I don't know. In general, I feel like Hollywood relationships.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but like in my mind, they're just knocked down a few pegs in my mind. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, meh. Like, yeah, how long? Until you
break up?
Split, which might not be fair. But I don't know.
I feel like that lifestyle is just, in a way, kind of hard to manage, especially a relationship that takes a lot of work.
Yeah.
And if your job is so demanding in that way, it's going to take a lot more work then.
Yeah, I agree. Are you going to watch the iHeart Fest?
Thank you. I didn't even know. When is that?
May 27th is iHeart. So check it out.
Okay, May 27th. That's next Thursday. Paige will be here. Okay.
So Paige Gody.
Avid listener of the listener.
What?
Avid listener of the pod. Shout out. We love Paige. A little bit of Paige in our lives.
A lot of bit of Paige.
What? What? What did you say? Who's the person that listens to our podcast? Paige. You listen, Jen? No.
I did, man.
I'm going to feel my pants. Jim, I listen to your podcast.
Yeah, you hip. You hip with the lingo, Jim. Anyways, what was your next topic, Jess?
My next topic.
Just Megan. You had Megan Meg on your podcast.
This is my podcast. What do you mean?
The other Megan, obviously.
You just said Megan Meg.
Megan.
Let me do this with you. What is your next topic?
My next topic is Demi Lovato coming out as non-binary.
Okay, I did not know that, but I did know that Demi Lovato talked crap about this ice cream place.
Yeah, the Froyo.
Saying that they were like against, they were ruining trans. Her like, no.
But they were against, like, they were trying to like be against diet culture. They yeah, were saying,
that's not trans.
I know, but what I'm saying is she was trying to trans, like,
okay, wait, I did see that, which I think is a little silly because it's like a fucking Froyo place. It's ice cream.
There are diabetics in the world who like have to have sugar-free ice cream.
So all of her fans went to Yelp and left a terrible review for that place. which wasn't accurate because, like, obviously there are diabetics who still want to have, like, a cookie.
Yeah.
Like, come on, Demi.
Not everything is, like, a personal attack of your, like,
eating disorder. Yeah,
exactly.
Like, there are still companies. Like, you have to.
There are still, like, businesses that are trying to help people who are, like, diabetic or have high blood pressure or, like, you know, all those things. So, like, I don't know. That was a little ridiculous to me.
I think so, too. But so she came, or I guess they, Demi, came out as non-binary. So she
okay. So then you refer to them as they, them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Formerly, she, Demi, identifies as they, them now, which I didn't expect from her. Like, Sam Smith, yes. Like, and Demi has come out as, like, she's, they are bisexual, but I never saw her, they. I don't know this, as non-binary.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, I think it's very out of left field. But again, I think that's just because we have seen them in a certain light for so long. So we are used to, like, automatically seeing them and thinking her or she. But who knows how long she or they have been battling with these thoughts or, like, this identity. And I feel like as a whole, aside from Demi, I feel like as a whole, my heart breaks for this country and this world. I just feel like people are so unwilling to accept other people. And anytime anybody, I'm not kidding. Anytime anybody like comes out as like non-binary or bisexual or bisexual or transgender, like, I feel like there's just so much hate that has to be negated by, like, all these people that are like, we love you and, like, we accept you, but, like, why is it such an issue? And I feel like we talked about this during the Little Nas X episode, but I'm just like, gosh, can't we just love everybody? Not even love, like, can't we just accept, like, can't you just live your life not caring about somebody else's
sexual preferences?
Exactly. Or how they identify. Like, why is that such a hot topic? Like, why can't it be normalized?
I know. Yeah. I'm just like, it's, I feel like for some people, it's very like they don't know what it is. So it's more so ignorance of like, I don't know what that is. So I don't know how to deal with it. But also, it's like, this is the world we live in and people can be what they want to be.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that's all the topics that I had. The only other thing.
It's a real good podcast, Jess. No, thank you for the topics.
Okay, we're not done. We have our music therapy segment.
Yes. Okay, so my topic or the topic of this week's episode are breakup songs.
No, not this week's episode, music therapy.
Yeah, this week's. Yeah, that's what I meant. This week's music therapy.
This week's playlist on our YouTube channel will be dedicated to breakup songs. Yeah.
Do we have any off the top of our heads?
I mean, Olivia Rodrigo's new album, you know.
Oh, Good For You?
Yeah, Good For You is solid.
Wait. What is the one that's really popular right now? It's got the same tune as a different song, which I saw on TikTok, and Drama.
No idea.
Okay. Also, another TikTok song, Haley. Mm-hmm. Have you heard that?
I think I have.
Well, it's to be Haley. Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
I want to find this TikTok. Right here.
Yeah, so it's whatever that old song is, it seems to be the tune of Good For You, which is Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah. So anyways, that song, Haley, what's another good breakup song?
This one, Dancing On My Own, Callum Scott.
Ooh, from Five Sauce?
No, Callum Scott, he was on, Callum Scott was on The X Factor, I think, in the UK, and he had a few hits. He's like, I think he's Irish.
I'll have to look him up.
You'll probably know this one here.
Literally, what are you doing? Can you not?
Yeah, let me go to the chorus.
Yeah, I know it's stupid, but I just gotta see.
I already know I like him.
I'm in the corner.
Oh! Yes! I love this, Meg. Seriously,
yeah. I'm off. Okay, so yeah, Dancing on My Own by Callum Scott. And then yeah. Also Valentine's Day by Mr. Wives.
Great song.
Oof.
That one and then
yeah, that's a rough one.
Ooh. I Hate You, I Love You by Nash.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ghost is also a good one by Mr. Wives. Mm-hmm. Oxygen is also a good one by Mr. Wives.
Mr. Wives is the breakup album of the year.
Falling by Harry Styles. But I feel like I feel like when I listen to that song, I think more, I think he talks about like drinking and stuff. And I don't think of like a breakup, but
falling again, I'm falling again, I'm falling.
Yeah, I think that's a good list. And then we can make a playlist on YouTube.
Yeah, so if you check out our YouTube, I have added our two other music therapy playlists. Yep. So we've had we've had Summer and we've had Sad. So check it out. Let's round it out. Artist of the Week. Jess, do you have one?
He will be a future guest on the podcast.
I was just thinking him.
But I'm going to say AJ Wonder. He has a couple songs out and he just released a third song. He's from the UK. He has like kind of an Ed Sheeran like edgy vibe, I would say. And I think he was a songwriter before putting out songs, but I am insanely in love with his music and I am so excited to have him on the podcast. So
me too. Also really heavy. Also, our really exciting news that I referenced earlier in the podcast.
Oh yeah. What was
Jess that? And I officially have tickets to a festival in July. I am so excited. We're going with two other friends. Paige being one of them, number one fan.
Sorry. And our friend Lauren.
But Meg and I have exciting news. Tell them, Meg.
We have Justin Bieber tickets for April 2022.
Yes, so exciting. So that, count them, two shows in the future.
Woo!
Woo! Guys, we missed you this week, or last week. We missed you last week.
Yeah, so we are just excited to continue to put out episodes for you and do our thing. What the fuck am I talking about? Meg is so out of it.
Yeah, no, guys, we are excited just to be here and to talk to each other and talk to our friends about the one thing that has truly bonded all of us together. So as long as you listen, we'll continue podcasting. And even if you don't listen, we're still going to continue podcasting. So, I mean,
right.
We love you.
We're going to keep. And thank you for listening.
And this has been Grape Therapy. This has been truly therapy.
We'll see you next Tuesday. I mean, I guess the following Tuesday because it's every other.
No, we really will see you next year. No, we will. Anyways, guys, catch next. Anyways, guys, we will catch you next time. Thank you for listening.
Bye.